autumn approaches, most of us are put in the mindset of witches, ghosts, and creepy characters. It's appropriate, then, that I present the self-titled EP by Electric Citizen. With the first listen of Electric Citizen, I was transported back in time to an era before cell phones, before digital downloads, and yes, kids, before the internet. As the youngest of five children when I was little, I did not discover music that wasn't already filtered through my siblings. Whether it was my sister's copy of Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, or my brother's introducing me to Rush's 2112 when I was just 6 years old. This was a time when music came out on vinyl. It was precious, and just a bit fragile. The cover art was likewise more integral to the total package, and the liner notes added yet another dimension to the listening experience. Appropriately, Electric Citizen has chosen to release this four-song EP on vinyl. If I sound overly sentimental, it's because the sound of Electric Citizen is so deeply reminiscent of the power rock bands of the early 1970s. It's the sound of an era that purists might consider when real heavy metal was forged, when the music was made as a darker reaction against the smile on your brother, come on, love one another, feel good decade that was the 1960s. Recorded and produced here in town by Brian Olive at the Diamonds, and mastered by Brad Boatwright at Auto Siege in Portland, Oregon, Electric Citizen's music harkens back to a time when the seminal work of bands like Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, or Iron Maiden danced that gossamer line between deviant behavior and black magic. Likewise, this was when heavy metal music brought to mind imagery of dark deeds and witchcraft, not big hair and spandex. Electric Citizen manages to capture this energy, revitalize this Frankenstein's monster, and set it loose on the hapless and unsuspecting villagers. The EP opens with the quiet, creeping approach of Shallow Water. Laura Dolan's vocals are haunting and hypnotic, but the song soon opens into a raucous, stomping march that is pure, dark energy. Hawk Nightingale, at just under 6 minutes, is a twisted, slightly psychedelic, darkly magical expedition. More than any other, the piece Magnetic Man is one that will bring the real metalheads to their feet. Ross Dolan's screaming guitar summons the masses, while Nick Vogelpohl and Nate Wagner rhythmically erect the altar of sacrifice upon which the whole song stands. The EP closes with the track Beggar's Need, a song that, like all the pieces on this EP, play a tantalizing sonic tug of war that's somewhere between Heart and Motorhead. This band is a hell of a lot of fun to listen to, and I hope you get the chance to see them live very soon. So get your torches and pitchforks ready, villagers. Electric Citizen will be coming to your town. I suggest you check them out. WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.